Dictation for Mary Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, September 11, 1940. Addresses a letter to Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G-P-A, 4193504. Dear Mrs. Boring, a follow-up for Mrs. Bracken. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in March. Has noticed increase of weight, edema, and shortness of breath within the last couple of weeks. Worse on the right comparing to the left. There has been always some asymmetry between right and left. Denies any trauma or falling. Denies any long trips. No ulcers or blisters. Supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. Chronic minor chest discomfort on activity. Oxygen 2 liters 24 hours. Denies palpitation. Denies hemoptysis. Denies vomiting. Bowel problems. No decrease in urination. Other review system is negative. Cardiology is Dr. Maruf, M-A-R-R-U-F, Greenville. There are plans for stress testing on the next few weeks as a preoperative for cataract surgery. Next paragraph. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight diltiazem, Lasix, hydralazine, nitrates, losartan, metoprolol, as well as the use of Farxiga. Next paragraph, today weight 160, blood pressure 160 over 80, left-sided. She came to the office without oxygen at 74%. She's alert oriented time 3, minor tachypnea, bilateral JVD, few RALS bases, maybe some pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. 4 plus edema on the right comparing to 3 plus on the left. No ulcers, no cellulitis. She does not have a scale at home. Next paragraph, chemistries. Baseline creatinine 1.5, 1.6. August was 2.08. Representing, if this will be a steady state, a GFR of 23, a stage 4. Normal electrolyte, mild metabolic acidosis. Does have a low albumin, corrected calcium in the low side. Phosphorus not elevated, anemia 11.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Notice that the albumin has dropped and previously was normal. A year ago, there was 1 plus of protein in the urine. I wonder if this has changed and she has developed potentially nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic versus progression of kidney disease, etiology to be determined. Next number, worsening edema, CHF symptoms, hypertension, increase the Lasix from 40 once a day for the next 3 days at 80 in the morning and 40 in the afternoon. That's 3 times the usual dose. Continuous salt fluid restriction. She's going to see if somebody, family or friend, can borrow a scale that she can use. Otherwise, we will see if edema is improved, as well as the blood pressure that needs to be checked at home. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, cryoproteinuria. At that time, there was no nephrotic range. However, given the drop of albumin, a new protein-creatinine ratio will be updated to rule out nephrotic syndrome. Next number, respiratory failure, already on oxygen in 24 hours. She should not be off for a period of time. Notice how low it was, however, clinically stable in the office without the oxygen. Next number, prior ultrasound kidneys without obstruction, no urinary retention. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior stenting. Next number, COPD on bronchodilators. Next number, exposure to Farxiga. I wonder if this has caused some degree of pre-renal state from electrolyte fluid losses and causing the renal failure. That will not explain, however, the low albumin. Next number, for the time being, continue other blood pressure medications, including ARB losartan. We will do new blood testing at the end of the 3 days of the high dose diuretics. The last echo I have available is almost 3 years ago. At that time, there was preserved ejection fraction, no major valve abnormalities, and minor diastolic dysfunction. She will keep appointment with cardiology Dr. Marouf. Also discuss with the patient enter dictation.